Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, Jim Eisenreich. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting 7th. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Francisco Oliveras. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Eisenreich. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Eisenreich steals second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eisenreich scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Gladden. The throw from Boone and he is out. Stillwell applying the tag. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Curt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-0, Royals. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stillwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olivares fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laudner strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive towards first. Larkin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Royals. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Steve Shields now pitching. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Willie Wilson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to second. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball towards left. Gladden settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gladden. Jackson moves to third. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Royals. Brad Wellman pinch runs for Frank White. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stillwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stillwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brad Wellman now playing second base. Ray Palacios now playing third base. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tardabul. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. Gagne moves to third. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Royals. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Doug Baker now playing second base. Orlando Mercado now catching. Gary Wayne now pitching. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Jim Eisenreich. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Danny Tardabul is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tardabul is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Buckner is 0-for-4 in the game. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gaetti moves to third. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Palacios fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.